I've been in some sunny places. But I'd rather have a place in the sun. Jesus, much better. I wasn't supposed to be doing this tonight, and I didn't realise I was till about half an hour ago. In my rush to get to America, I forgot to arrange somebody to do the closing thoughts, but seeing as it were my thoughts anyway, I'm probably the right person to do it, I suppose. So, what I was thinking was, when I thought about this theme, a place in the sun, was how sad it is sometimes that thousands, maybe probably millions of Christians go to church every week, but never find their place, you know, in the church, in Christ, and never actually come to fruition for what God has called them to do. You know, they just drift in every week, come and sing and leave, and then never get any further and never accomplish sort of what they could have accomplished. So I just wanted to have a look at a couple of verses. Because I didn't realise I'd done it, I haven't brought my glasses, so if someone can hold that over there, I'll be alright. Colossians 2, verse 9 to 10. Might have borrowed your glasses. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over the power of and all authority. We're all thinking there that in Christ... Oh, brother, thank you. So I look like Dame Edna Everidge with these on. Diane's glasses. But anyway, so I'll read that again. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you've been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. So the only way that we're ever going to come into the fullness of Christ is if we're actually in Christ. You know, we understand who he is, and we're part of that. And that all of us really should be seeking to come into the fullness of Christ, shouldn't we? Everything that he's got for us to be doing, exactly what he's called us to do. Another verse which I wanted to look at was 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. You probably know this one well, and I've actually preached on this quite a lot. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Does anybody remember me preaching on God's special possession? You're not just something that he has, but you're a special part of what he has, the most important part, God's special possession, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, for a reason, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So in Christ, you are a chosen people, chosen with a job to do, not just to, as we do sometimes, get used to just coming to church every week, doing nothing in between and then coming the week after, but with something to do. We're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, called out of darkness into wonderful light with a job to do. The next one I'd like to look at is Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So if we are not in Christ, if we're not in the place that we should be, and we're not, our lives aren't right in Christ, then we will never be in that position that it says that we should be in there, that God has prepared beforehand things for you to do. God has prepared things for everyone in this place to do beforehand. You know, before the world was thought of, before even you were born, God knew that we'd be here tonight. God has the work for you to do. God knows what you're going to be doing next week because he has prepared beforehand the things for you to do. And if we're not in Christ and understanding that, then we could never do these things, can we? There's only you that can move in the circle that you live in. We've talked about this before, haven't we? There's only you that can talk to the people at the place where you work. There's only you that can talk to your neighbours. There's only you that can talk to the people that come to the clubs that you go to or help run. And that's your place, isn't it? You're called to do that part of it, but we're also called to have a place in the church, aren't we? As Julie told us this morning, where there is unity in the church, God can command a blessing. You know, we're called to work together as a family. I think it's sometimes so sad, and I hope nobody here is in this position, but we come to church every week not really knowing what we want, what we should be doing, what our place is in God, and never knowing our calling or fulfilling the potential that God has for us. Amen.